The Mysterious Stones of Tonga by Ana Maui Taufe Ulungaki. Near the small village of Niu Tau'a in Tonga, there are three large stones. Two are standing up. The third stone lies across the top of the other two. This stone structure is called the Ha'amonga a Maui, the burden of Maui. It is also known as the Trilithon. Tri means three. And some people call it the King's Stone Clock. Many things about the Ha'amonga are a mystery. Nobody knows for sure when it was built, who built it, why it was built, or how it was built. Look at the map. The labels say Australia, Tonga, New Zealand, Nuku'alofa, Niu Tau'a, Tongatapu. When was it built? People have different ideas about when the Ha'amonga was built. Some say it was built about 800 years ago. At that time, Tonga ruled many Pacific islands. The Tongan people sailed between the islands on large galia. Some say it was built just over 1,000 years ago. That was when a man named Ahoitu became the first king of Tonga. Some say it was built nearly 3,000 years ago. That was when the first people arrived in Tonga from the west. They were called the Lapita, and they are the ancestors of the Polynesian people. Who built it? Because the stones are so big, some people believe that the Ha'amonga was built by Maui. Only a god could do work of this size, they say. This is why the structure is called the Ha'amonga a Maui. Others say the Lapita people built it. However, many people think that the Ha'amonga was built by King Tu'itātui in 1200. There are other stone structures nearby. We know some of these structures were built about the same time. So the idea that King Tu'itātui also built the Ha'amonga makes sense. Look at the illustration. The labels say, Langi Heketā, the royal burial tombs. Esi Maka Fa'akinanga, the King's Stone Throne. Pai Pai O Te Le'a, stone platforms for royal houses. Ha'amonga a Maui. This is an artist's impression of what the area looked like in the time of King Tu'itātui. Today, some of these stone structures are overgrown. Why was it built? Some people think that the Ha'amonga was a gateway to King Tu'itātui's house. Other people say it was built to show the king's power. A lot of people were needed to build the Ha'amonga. King Tu'itātui had to be very powerful to rule that many people. Tonga has no written history about the things that happened long ago, but it does have an oral history. Tamale, the chief of Niu Tau'a, is an oral historian. He says that the king built the Ha'amonga to teach his children some important lessons. King Tu'itātui had two sons and a daughter. The king said that the two upright stones stood for his sons. He wanted to show his sons that they should work together for the good of Tonga. The lintel stone stood for his daughter. The other two stones hold up the lintel. In the same way, the king wanted his sons to support their sister. This was a way to show the importance of women in Tonga. Look at the illustration. The labels say, Whatawhihi, the king's daughter. Talai Haapepe, the king's son. Talai Haatama, the king's son. How did they build it? Tamale says the haamonga was made like this. People cut big blocks of stone from rocks on the coast. Then hundreds of people dragged the stones to the building site using strong ropes. They dug two huge holes for the side stones. Once the side stones were in place, they used earth to make a ramp. Then they dragged the lintel stone up the ramp and onto the side stones. After that, they took away the earth ramp. King Tawhaahao Tupou IV's idea. In 1967, King Tawhaahao Tupou IV suggested another reason why the haamonga was built. He said that it was a kind of stone clock. There are V-shaped marks on top of the lintel stone. The king said that on the shortest and longest days of the year, when the sun rises, it shines through these marks. If the haamonga was a clock, it would have been very important to the Tongan people back then. They could have used it to keep track of the seasons. It would have helped them to work out the right time of the year to leave on their long ocean voyages. It would also have helped them to know when to plant and harvest their crops. Not the only one. The haamonga is similar to ancient stone structures found in other parts of the world. Stonehenge in England is one well-known example. And the label says, Stonehenge, England. The importance of the haamonga today. The haamonga a Māui is very important to the people of New Tau'a village. Every year, the children of New Tau'a Primary School dance a special dance around the stones. The United Nations is thinking about adding the haamonga to its list of World Heritage Sites. This makes it important to all of Tonga and to the whole world as well. Glossary. Kalia, ocean-going canoes. Lintel, a piece of timber, stone, concrete or steel that goes across the top of a door or window frame to make it stronger. Oral history. Spoken history passed down from generation to generation. People told their children what happened. Those children told their children, and so on. Structure. Something that is built from several parts. World Heritage Site. A place that the United Nations thinks should be protected because it's so important.